If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Yeah, we love to kick off the work week with good news only right now. On the way, it could be possible to get the benefits of exercise without lifting a finger. We're going to get to that first. Sam, what do you got?
This guy's my hero. I don't know how many guys would have done the same thing. A pizza delivery guy had taken a couple minutes to run some pizzas up to a school. When he got out of the school, he realized that his delivery car was stolen.
Oh.
Meanwhile, there's a guy named Kevin who's coming back from work, saw this car that was swerving not too far from where it happened. He dialed 911, followed the car as he's describing the situation to police. The car eventually crashed, and the carjacker got out of the car and started to flee on foot. He got out of his car, he chased her down, and he convinced her to wait for the police. For his grand finale, when he learned that the car belonged to the pizza delivery guy, he actually was inspired to donate his own car to the pizza delivery guy instead of selling it as he originally planned.
Yeah, wow. He had a caravan or something.
Yeah.
He said he was going to sell. Notice this guy couldn't do his job without it. How amazing!
I mean, he gave him his car.
I know.
A great story.
Kindest human ever.
Yeah.
Okay, you find $43,000 in a couch you bought secondhand. What do you do?
Give it back.
All right. Well,
run away.
There you go.
With the couch on my back.
An older guy in Central Michigan's name's Howard Kirby. Recently, he paid $70 for an old couch. Bought it secondhand. He was going to put it into his man cave in his basement. A few weeks later, he noticed in one of the cushions that had a lump in it. It happened, his daughter opened it up, and it was a small fireproof safe filled with $43,000 cash. So he first thought he could pay off the rest of his house, a nice chunk to his retirement. He even talked to a lawyer, and he said it's totally legal to do whatever you want with the money. It's yours.
He could do whatever he wants with that money.
It was legally his, but he just didn't feel right, so he got in touch with the store, and they tracked down the previous owners. It turned out they donated it after their grandfather had passed away, and they had no idea that there was any cash inside the couch.
Oh.
So Howard Kirby surprised them a few weeks later with the money, and they were just blowing away.
Did they give him some to keep, though?
Didn't say. I don't know.
Please,
I hope so.
Please tell me. He deserved half of that.
Right?
He deserved half of that $40,000.
Couple thousand.
Wow. All right. It could be possible to get the benefits of exercise without lifting a finger. This could be good news or bad news, depending on how you look at it. So scientists have found that boosting levels of a protein that we release when we work out can increase muscle gain, fat burning, and lung capacity. So they've tested this, and they said it works. They said when you give people this protein, it's like their body is exercising, even though they're not exercising at all. So scientists are suggesting it could benefit people who are too ill to exercise. But I just picture everybody else jumping on. Like, if you could just drink a smoothie instead of working out.
Well, okay, so what's the protein? Because I want to write it down here.
The name of the protein, it's called sestrin, S-E-S-T-R-I-N.
S-E-S-T-R-I-N.
Yeah.
Got it.
So animals were given it without having to do any exercise at all. They gained muscle, became fitter, and burned more fat. This
Very
stuff is
cool.
going to, people, this, they're going to be able to sell this stuff for like $1 million a pill or something. And I worry that we won't know the long-term side effects, obviously, and people will just be popping this instead of working out.
Worth a try.
Yes. Worth a try. I don't know if it is.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right. This is our celebrity edition of Flirting or Friendly. Of course, we need you to text in at 92925. We are talking about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt and whether or not they're ready to rekindle their old flame, which I think they clearly are. I think we learned that after seeing photos and videos of them yesterday at the SAG Awards, the Screen Actors Guild Awards. So there's one photo in particular, and in this photo, I'm like, they have either hooked up within the past week or so, or it's happening tonight.
Whoa.
After the awards show. So it looks like they were greeting each other, probably hugging each other. As they're leaving, I didn't think anything of it until I saw her hand completely lingering on his chest. Her hand on his chest, the very last thing to leave his body. She even had a finger inside his lapel. Like that, it's pretty intimate, if you ask me. And Brad Pitt at this time is also holding on to Jennifer Aniston's arm or like wrist. So I was like, okay, clearly something's going on. Andy, you disagreed.
I don't think so. This is a classic example of we're making a bigger deal of something that it's not really that big of a deal. I think we all want them to get back together.
Yeah.
So we're looking for every single little sign possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is just two people that broke up 15 years ago, but have remained close friends. They've both gone through a lot in their lives the last couple of years, and they have that in common, and they've probably confided in each other.
Oh yeah, have they ever?
But I think that's all it is. I think they're just really, really good friends, and this is how really good friends that have the history that these two have act.
I would agree with 99% of what you're saying, honestly. There's one thing, and I'm curious to know what you think, Kim Kieran. If your hand is on their chest, if you're a female walking away from a guy, you have got a hand on the chest, even a little finger slipped in the lapel, you're flirting. Like, there, it's that one little thing. There's just no way that she's not trying to get in his pants. 100%. Right?
I was just saying, I don't even do that with my husband.
You don't?
Like, it's too intimate.
No way. Exactly. It's too intimate for Kim to even do with her husband. That's the one, that's where I'll disagree with you there. But it was in that moment I was like, something's clearly going on.
But you know how people have been in a relationship and they're still friendly, and sometimes you care about the other person. You might, maybe you see him at an event and his tie's crooked and you fix his tie, but that's all it is. You've got his hand, your hands on his chest in his shirt, but you're just fixing his tie. You just want him to look good.
But as a woman, it's just, you could get a body language expert on this. Like, as they're walking away, they're doing anything to leave a little bit of skin touching. Like, they can't let each other go.
No chance that it was accidental, or that she didn't even, or that she lost her memory in that moment and has no recollection of it because she was swept up in the moment. There's no chance of that happening.
What would you think if a coworker had their hand inside your suit?
Anyone that adds me on Instagram, I think, wants to be with me. I mean, I'm very bad at judging.
But if you're at a work party and somebody hugged you and I was walking away and my hand was sort of like inside your...
Lingered. You'd think something weird is weird about that.
Yeah,
I guess so. If we had history, I might think of it a little bit differently. But if it was someone that I had never had sort of intimacy with, then I would totally think that they were into me.
Okay.
But then again, very bad at reading signs.
I'm not, for the record. Never have been, never will be.
Is there something more intimate about the hand on the chest versus anywhere else in the body, on the shoulder or the side?
I think so.
The fact that it was on the chest specifically is flirtatious.
To me, it is so clear they're flirting. What are people saying on the text line, though?
Well, I think some people are thinking maybe, and some people thinking maybe not. This text says, I'm not sure about Brad Pitt, but I believe Jennifer Aniston never stopped loving him. She might have second intentions, and he might be considering to accept her feelings once again just because of the hand on the chest.
There's something going on there. We've got Lacey on the line. Now, Lacey, what do you think? Was it flirting, or was she just being friendly?
Yes, definitely, because we're very careful. We're always afraid to be judged. And if we do such a thing, it's definitely a hint of seduction.
A hint of seduction. I like the way you put that.
Sounds like Brad Pitt's next movie.
But there's no way that you would leave your hand on someone's chest like that as you're pulling away from them. Unless you wanted them, right?
Never. We're always afraid to be clumsy, or especially if it's an ex. Definitely not. Yeah.
She knew what she was doing.
Yes.
Lacey, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We've got a huge Jennifer Aniston fan that's actually taking her side that says, that's just Jennifer's natural body language. I've seen all of her movies and even on Friends, no matter what the context is, her hand lands on other people's chests and shoulders all the time.
That's true. When Ross and her were broken up, her hand
was constantly.
It's muscle memory then.
They were acting. Come on. Okay, 92925, you can still get your vote in. I mean, the other side of this is, of course, that they have such a long, crazy history together. Mm-hmm. And Brad Pitt doesn't come without baggage.
He's got a lot of baggage.
He's got six kids and Angelina Jolie ready to ruin his life. And Angelina Jolie seems like her only goal right now is to try and ruin his life.
Yeah, you're right. If you're Jennifer Aniston, do you really want to get involved in that mess?
Yeah, because it's Brad Pitt.
Oh, God. He's worth it.
So, I think he's the love of her life. I really do. She looked like she was wearing a wedding dress last night as well. I think that was no coincidence.
Dropping hints?
Yeah.
No, they're like two lost souls that just have found each other again. And I think everyone agrees that they should be together, you know, regardless of whether or not it was flirting. Well, here's to hope.
We'll see. It could have all been, there is a chance too that somebody has a big movie coming out and this is all a publicity stunt and they want people. Because they know, like, they are very aware that people are going to be talking about these things.
That's true. These things are very, very calculated.
Mm-hmm. They know. Either that or they just like went home last night afterwards together.
I don't know. Had a great time.
We'll see soon enough. All right. 7:15 right now. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. We've got Pharrell Williams on the way for you. So what is sort of the consensus on the text line, by the way?
The consensus, it's very pretty close, but most people think that she was flirting.
Yeah, flirting. They were flirting. Guys, if the hand is on your chest for longer than it has to be, she's flirting every time.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.